This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on this St. George's Day, April the 23rd.
How did you know that?
It's the day that Shakespeare was born and the day that Shakespeare died. And in 1982, it was the day that Clive Sinclair launched the ZX Spectrum.
Do you think he planned that?
Yeah. How about that? I bet Ollie had one. Did you have a Spectrum, Ollie?
No, I had an Amstrad CPC 464.
Did you?
I did.
I remember those, yeah. Cool. Nice one. So, yes, St. George's Day, April the 23rd. I hope you all had a fantastic Easter break. The weather was glorious, wasn't it?
I know. Did it make you just go, where are we at?
I know.
Didn't you find, though, that Easter weekend was long because it was so warm?
It was, yeah. I mean, it can be dodgy. I remember years ago when I was a kid, when I was a teenager, some mates and I went to Bournemouth for Easter, and we arrived in Bournemouth on Good Friday, and we all went swimming in the sea. It was a bit chilly, but it wasn't too bad. And by Easter Monday, it was snowing.
Really?
Yeah. Crazy weather.
Well, it's always like this, though. Last year, if you remember, I was running London Marathon. Mm. London Marathon's this weekend coming up.
Yep. Are you running this year?
No, I'm not.
No.
And last year, the week before London Marathon, it was 1 degree and I was in thermals. And then the following weekend, it was race weekend and you're in shorts, a T-shirt, and it was 30 degrees.
I know. Crazy.
Crazy.
Crazy weather. Crazy weather. Anyway, yes, lovely weekend. I hope you all enjoyed it. I say it's April the 23rd. Loads of things happened on this day in history. But I want to say a huge thank you to this week's show sponsor, the lovely folks at Helping Hand Early Years Consultancy. For if you run in a nursery or anything to do with young people, Helping Hand are the people to turn to help you organise what you do. So do give them a follow. Thank you for that. We'd like to hear from you out there, though. It would be rather nice, wouldn't it?
Well, it's just coming up. We're just at the end, aren't we, of the Easter holiday? So it'd be nice to hear, because we've obviously, it always goes a little bit quiet.
It does, yeah. But now all the
tweet us.
A lot of kids are all back at school. Are they all
today,
back at school?
Yeah, I think. Yeah, they're all back at school. Today.
So, so there's no excuse. We've had a few tweets already, but we'd love to hear from you. You can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You could call me on 01233 220035. That's Ashford, 01233 220035. You could email me at hello@bizradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us live on air is to tweet me at Vanilla Web and to please use the hashtag BBunker.
Why do you think people don't ring us? Other than me.
Well, sometimes they do and I don't hear the phone. there's nothing to hear. It blinks when the phone rings, and I quite often miss it.
Like a Batmobile.
So I think people gave up. In the early days, people used to ring all the time, but it's easier to tweet, isn't it?
It is, isn't it?
It's much easier to tweet, because you can have a conversation with more interesting people.
Yeah.
But we are going to talk to someone on the phone later, because we've got...
I'm excited to speak to him, actually.
We've got Chris Hyde joining us shortly on the phone, so it'll be nice to speak to Chris.
Do we know what he wants?
What he really, really wants. Yeah, he wants lots of things. Yeah.
What do you want, Chris?
Yeah. But he's going to tell us, isn't
he? Exactly.
We're going to hear from him. It's going to be good.
I was actually speaking about him the other week.
Were you?
Yeah, because obviously with his snake and venom and all that, venom tech and everything.
No. Wrong one.
I wasn't wrong speaking one. About Chris.
No,
sorry.
No, that's Steve Trim.
That's right.
Venom tech.
Yes.
Yeah.
I always get him and Chris Hyde mixed up. Yeah, I realise who Chris Hyde is.
Yeah, Chris is chameleogenics.
Yes.
One's snakes, one's chameleons.
Yes.
And he's got nothing to do with chameleons.
That's right.
Yeah.
Be nice to know what Chris wants now, then, won't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So, no, we're good. We'll be talking to Chris. And, of course, we've got a guest in the studio, Mr. Oliver Musto Playfair.
Hello.
And it's a pleasure to see you again, Ollie. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to hear from Ollie later in the show about all the things he's up to now. Ollie's a serial entrepreneur. He's done some really interesting stuff over the years. He really has.
Not in the cereal Kellogg's. I don't have anything to do with cereal yet.
Do you know what? You should do that just for a thing, shouldn't you, really? Invent a new cereal.
It's supposed to be the worst industry to get into, isn't it?
Is
food.
It?
I did try for a little bit, I must admit.
Did you?
I spent a few... Oh, I could bore you to death with the story, but yeah. I did try for quite a few months trying to figure something out, but it didn't work out.
Right.
I love the fact you put months on the end of it. I'm pleased it wasn't years.
my poor wife, who had to suffer all these foods I was cooking up, it was a total disaster.
Try that, love. Oh, it's horrible. Oh, damn.
About 4 or 5 stone by the time of the finished testing.
Like it. So he's not a serial entrepreneur. He's a serial entrepreneur.
He's a multi.
Multi-entrepreneur, yeah.
Multipreneur. Let's just make up a word.
Yeah. So we have got quite a few emails and things to get through and loads of stuff going on. We've got two great guests to talk to, obviously, and we'd love to hear from you lot out there.
What's going on in your week?
Well, nothing so far. It's only just started, really.
You always say that to me, but yeah. I look at it from last Tuesday to this. So yeah. What's happened in a week, business-wise?
Not a lot, because last week everybody was gearing up for Easter, and this week hasn't started yet, so it was only a few days.
Do you notice that the 4 days really knocks out onto your business?
Do you? Yeah, it goes very quiet. People think about, with job advertising, people think about, you know, you take a job ad for a month, so you tend to plan it when you're going to be there, really. You know, and if you think, oh, we're going to have a break. So for us, when we first launched the business, Christmas used to be our biggest period, but Christmas employment died years ago. You know, once upon a time, everybody used to hire hundreds of people at Christmas, you know, like Father Christmas lookalikes and extra staff for shops and things like that. And then that all just died because people don't work like that anymore. And Christmas, in the first 5 years we were going, it was our busiest period. And since then, for the last 15 years, it's our quietest.
So is summer with the fruit pickers and all that jazz?
That's all gone. It's all gone.
No.
Yeah, none of that happens anymore.
So what's seasonal in the job world?
There's nothing really seasonal anymore. The only big blip is January. And basically that's because everybody changes jobs because they're so embarrassed over what they did at the Christmas party, effectively.
Stop it. But still? Are we still living in that era?
Yeah.
Interesting.
No, there's not much seasonality to it. It's like most things, you know, we live in a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week world, and things have changed. There isn't much seasonality. Yes, in terms of picking and growing and stuff like that, there are seasons for that, possibly, although a lot of stuff now doesn't even conform to that. If you think like Planet Earth, they grow all the year round. But a lot of picking now is automated. You've got Apple Hoovers. Have you seen Apple Hoovers?
Is that made by Apple?
No. No, it's not an Apple device.
Just asking. It's
a hoover for taking apples off trees.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it sucks them off the trees. So,
I've seen a lot of the orchards now near where I live. They've all completely changed over the last 5 years, where there used to be the sort of traditional, sort of rather pretty apple trees. And now they're these great big long things that are strung up on poles.
Because it's easier to get the apples off.
Yeah. I guess
we've got the vineyards and they're still hand picking.
Yeah.
They still, but it's an art to it. There's an absolute art to picking the vine.
Yeah. But you,
because I went to Gusbourne and we did a thing and they were telling us how they do it. You'd think it literally is just to pick them all off, but it isn't. It is actually professionally done. It's amazing.
Lots of picking of fruit stuff is now automated because otherwise it's just not cost effective. You still get people that do hand picking of stuff, but you know, recruiting for that is really difficult. It's just difficult. It's all zero hour contract stuff as well, of course. Cool. Anyway, so that's what's happening in my world. What about you?
Well, here we go.
You're pleased that I asked, aren't you?
And funny you should use the word please. Now, it was my daughter's birthday a couple of weeks ago.
Happy birthday. 21.
When you're talking about your daughter who's 5, 21, it's like, oh my days. Anyway, I wanted to get her this. I've been watching a company on Instagram called Please Cakes. So instead of cheesecakes, they call Please Cakes.
Right.
P-L-E-E-S-E Cakes. And they do beautiful, beautiful cheesecakes, right?
Right.
And they, and how the company's come about, and you'll love this. I think one was a carpenter and one was a plumber, and they used to do these cheesecakes just for their families, and everybody's like, oh my God, these are amazing. You should start a business. So guess what? They stopped doing the trade and went into, I know, Oliver, you'd love them. They're amazing. So they've got so many followers on Instagram, and obviously it's a great platform for them because it's all interactive. Anyway, I've been watching them and just how, what do people want? Why do people comment? Why don't they? You know, what photographs work? What don't? Do videos work? Anyway, I thought I'll get her a please cake for her birthday. She loves cheesecake. Anyway, I was ill, left it a bit too late. I didn't think I had. Anyway, went to order it because you only have to give them 2 days. All ordered out. So I couldn't order it online. I was like, oh my goodness. So I emailed on a Wednesday night at 9 o'clock at night. So you and I still work you know, and we do, don't we? You messaged me at 10 o'clock the other night. I'm like, yeah, oh, yeah, right, done. Lots of people don't. So I know you say we work in a 24/7.
Yeah.
Technology gives us that, but people tend to not do that. Anyway, this guy comes straight back straight away. So sorry you can't order it. We're fully booked for that day. I will see what I can do for you in the morning. And I've said, look, it's my daughter's birthday. I've mucked up, blah, blah, blah. Please help me. Anyway, on went this customer service backwards and forwards. He's only gone and got me a cheesecake delivered 2 days on her birthday.
Wow.
How amazing is that?
So fantastic. Well done.
Yeah. Exactly. But the customer service they gave you, it was just second to none. So I've said to them, come on my show. Like to hear your story. Exactly.
Absolutely.
And you want to hear about businesses that are doing something above and beyond what everybody else is doing.
Yep.
You know, just send me a really nice email. Look, if I can help you, I will.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you.
Oh, brilliant. Please cakes. Do you know their website?
Pleasecakes.com.
Fantastic. Give them a check out. Customer service is brilliant.
Honestly, they are amazing. Go and check out Sam. And I've said to them, look, I'd love you to come on my show. So I'm trying to get them on my show.
Yeah, great.
And I just love that in business.
No, it's good.
It's not difficult, is it?
It's not. And that's where everything's changing. Big corporations have spent years trying to abuse their customers. And with social media now, they're not so able to do that any longer because we can all have a go at them. But they're still trying. I had a hilarious time with Vitality Health, my health insurers the other day. They're just useless, totally useless. Oh, computer say no. Sorry, computer say no. It's just boring.
It is boring. I say that phrase all the time. Yeah. Do you know what? I'm just bored.
Yeah.
It bores me if you can't, because you should be able to.
Do you know what drives me madder than anything else is no reply emails. Blooming hate no reply emails. People send me no reply. Don't bother to tell me. If you don't want to talk to me, don't send me an email in the first place. Yeah. But you send me something that's completely wrong, but I can't tell you. Yeah. Because I can't reply to it.
And customer service is vital. I've just changed all addresses and that where we've moved.
Yeah.
And I tell you, Southern Water, Affinity Water, you have been above and beyond brilliant. People like Utility Warehouse, no.
Right.
Don't want to even, and I'm going to call it out because you only need to give me a really decent service and a phone call.
Yeah.
I've got to wait 6 minutes in a queue and you're putting me the wrong place. And, oh, we don't do that here. Of course you do. You can just do it on your computer.
Yeah.
I guess on the flip side, though, for a small business that's sort of grown into a larger business, there's that awkward time where you don't have the resource to reply to all these emails. Or you have to reply to all the emails, but not as quickly as perhaps you'd like and expect yourself. And it's it puts a small business under a lot of pressure, I think, to be able to respond at that level 24 hours a day.
Yeah, for sure.
You're right.
It's tricky, I think.
Is that dead man's land? Is that no man's land, isn't there? There's that, oh, I'm trying to get bigger, but I can't reach that audience level yet. Yeah. But I find, actually, sometimes it's the other way around. The smaller you are, the more you can manoeuvre quickly.
I think smaller businesses are far more customer reactive than big businesses.
Yeah.
Big businesses just work from 9 to 5 and put an IVR box on. And that's it, you know, press 1 if you want to stab yourself in the eye, press 2 if you want to put fingers in your ears, press 3 if you want to be sick, you know, I mean, it's just crap, isn't it? Anyway, do you know what?
I thought you were going to be all soft and gentle this morning. Like, no, we're going for it now.
It drives me nuts. I'm going to play some tunage.
What you got?
I've got cheesy tunage.
Why?
We got Chris coming up. So our mate Boy George, who's on later, has got this.
Really?
Karma Chameleon. Chameleon Genics. Get it?
Yeah. Yeah. you come and go. Loving will be the evening colors of light, my dream. Red, gold, and green. Red, gold, and green. Come, 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 chameleon. You come and go. You come and go. Loving will be the evening colors of light, my dream. Red, gold, and green. Red, gold, and green. Come, 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 chameleon. You come and go. You come and go. Loving will be the evening colors of light, my dream. Red, gold, and green. Red, gold, and green.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Do you use social media for your business? Do you understand all things digital? No? Then come to ZC Live. Business owner and TV commentator Zoe Cairns will host a day full of great content for local businesses. Free workshops, inspiring speakers, networking opportunities, top marketing tips, the latest trends. And it's all free. Make your digital marketing more effective with ZC Live. Friday, May the 31st at Strood Academy. Book your free place now at zclive.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show here on St George's Day, Tuesday the 23rd of April. We're now joined on the phone by Mr Chris Hyde. Hello, Chris.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, my friend. How are you?
I'm very well. Happy St George's Day and all that malarkey. It's about time we celebrated that one a bit more, you know?
Yeah, I know. It was when I got up this morning, I put out some social media messages about St George's Day. I got a complete blank for a little while, and then I think everybody kind of suddenly woke up to it.
It's only you two that know.
Is hello,
it?
Miss on
the bike. Hello, how are you? How do you two know what day it is?
Was St George's Day, is it actually, that's because, back in the day I was a Cub Scout and then I was an Air Cadet and we always did parades, you see, for St George's Day, so I remember that one.
See, and I was a Scout and I was a Cub as well, so yeah, that'll be it.
There you go.
Hello, Oliver, as well.
Oh, hello. Hi.
Hello. Chris. You guys have got me ranting, you know, just from the first bit of that, the show that you've been talking about.
Really? Go for it, Chris. Go on.
Well, you know, you were just talking about seasonal work and things like that and about recruitment and also how it was the Easter holidays. Do you know, back in the day, for the listener, by the way, I sit up in South Lincolnshire, which is known as the South Holland area. South Holland. And it was really, really proud and all the rest of it for its bulb industry, tulips and daffodils and things like that. And, Dino, what we used to do in the holidays to make a bit of money, this is my first sort of like stretch into the business, if you like, is go out and you'd do daff picking and you'd do tulip heading and all of that sort of thing. And I was really sad on the news the other day, I saw it, that would you believe there is only one farm in Lincolnshire that is actually, I mean, a big farm I'm talking about, that is actually doing tulip production now. It's all moved over to Holland now. Right. It's all gone. Isn't that a shame?
It is, isn't it? But things do move and change. I mean, we kind of have to try and understand why, and there's all kinds of issues. I mean, I'm not a great one for agriculture. It's not a business that I know very well, although I have some friends that are farmers. But I think a lot of what happens with agriculture and horticulture these days is driven by
And various government initiatives, isn't it? And,
well, absolutely. Yeah. But the thing is as well, you see, I'm thinking back from when I was a kid of sort of like 13 or 14. It was the perfect way to introduce you into the business world.
Yeah.
You go out there, you do a day's whack, and it was blooming hard work, don't get me wrong, you know, putting daffs in bunches and things like that. But you get a little pay packet at the end of the week, and it teaches you about commerce, you know, so it's a perfect grounding. But of course, health and safety and all that sort of thing and bits and pieces, it all disappears, doesn't it? Anyway, that isn't what I came on for, was it?
It wasn't, but it's worth talking about these things because, you know, people that have experiences like that, it gives you a different perspective on it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it certainly does. I've also got something else. It was just something the bird was saying, actually, about, well, and yourself, about expectation management, really, about customer service and things like that. Because when I go out, and this is my link to my business, in Chameleogenics, you see, one of the things when I go in and do process redesign, especially in the health service, now, we all know that, you know, there's only a finite amount of money available. And what we would all love is the absolute platinum, gold-plated, with diamond-encrusted service and everything. But the pennies don't stack up. So it's doing the best service you can that delivers what the customer requires, but not going too far above and beyond so that you actually stretch yourself and break yourself, which is often what happens. Because if you do that just the one occasion, the next time somebody wants something, they'll expect the same level of service. Like, for instance, a prescription turnaround, if you like. So I go in there and they'll say, oh, yeah, well, it's brilliant. We actually turn them around in 24 hours. Well, that's great, but what's your service level agreement? What are you actually saying? Well, 72 hours. So basically, the one time that you don't deliver then at 24 hours, it generates a complaint because people have had their expectations met too highly in the first place. Does that make sense?
Yeah. While you're talking about that, it's funny, isn't it, how people get a strong view of this. It's like deliveries now. Once upon a time, deliveries to your home were a pain because people would go, we're coming Tuesday, and you go, when? And then they refine that to morning or afternoon. Now most deliveries say we'll be there at like 2 o'clock, but then like the other day I was expecting a delivery. I got an email and a text saying our delivery driver Ben will be with you at 3 p.m. at 11 in the morning. There's a ring on the doorbell. Hello, it's Ben. I go, you're early, mate. And he's gone, yeah, well, I was passing, so I thought I'd pop in. And you go, that's not the point of giving you a delivery schedule, is it, really?
No, exactly. Exactly. But and what happened to me just last Thursday before Good Friday, I got an email from Royal Mail saying, your parcel will be delivered by 3 p.m. tomorrow.
Yeah.
I thought, well, that's good. It's Good Friday. So we didn't go out. We waited around. And then I checked, and it's like, no deliveries on Good Friday. Oh, guess what? It came on Saturday morning.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You see, this is what part of my rant was about no reply emails. The problem is people are writing processes to do things.
Absolutely.
And they don't write processes that cater for anomalies. So, so all that happens is there's a computer program that says we're going to deliver this in 3 days. They haven't worked out that in 3 days' time it's Christmas Day, or Good Friday in this case. And therefore, they send you these pre-formatted emails that are nonsense. And that drives me nuts, because there's no excuse for that. It's just sloppy procedures. I got one the other day, and I won't name who they were. Hermes.
Beautiful perfume.
Yeah, no, delivery company. They actually sent me an email saying, we attempted to deliver your parcel at 3 a.m. this morning, but you weren't in. Yes, I was. But you weren't. They did not attempt to deliver my parcel at 3 a.m., I guarantee that. But they actually sent me an email saying that, and you just think, oh, for goodness sake.
Oh, you got to love them. But that's the essence of Chameleogenics, and that's where we differ from probably some of your standard consultancies. You'll hear, oh, we employ lean, you know, the Kaizen methods and all the rest of it, and quote you lots of Japanese words. And what we do is we We think lean is great, you know, reducing, well, focusing A, on safety, secondly on quality, productivity and efficiency, get those four things right, and hey presto, you get a cost saving. But lean works in a sort of manufacturing type environment, very sort of like procedural processes. When you're dealing with the service sector, you need to have a more enlightened approach, and that's where something called systems thinking comes in. So systems thinking is all about embracing change, and lean is all about reducing, embracing variation, and lean is about reducing variation. So having a one-size-fits-all approach simply doesn't work, and that's basically what we do. We come in and don't try and crowbar a solution into your problem. Is actually sit down and listen and understand, you know, what's really going on. I don't care what should happen or what the book says or how it worked 20 years ago. What's really happening now? And, you know, for good and for bad. It's uncomfortable for people to talk about these things sometimes, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, and it's easier to write a process and then tell everybody to try and fit the process than it is to handle what people want. The only drawback is it doesn't work.
No, absolutely.
You know, and it's one of the things that drives me nuttier than anything is you know, computers say no and
yes. And that's one of the biggest issues I come up against time and time again. Somebody has been sold a kipper, basically. They've been sold the computer or the IT solution that will solve their life.
Yeah.
They've dropped it in on top of an existing process and expected their existing process to bend around the computer system. And it simply doesn't work that way. The way to actually do it, I know I'm preaching to the converted here because you've deployed more IT systems than that hot dinners, I think. Is actually to understand the process first and then have a solution that works with your process, not vice versa.
Absolutely. So, yeah, no, absolutely. And you've also got to be prepared to be flexible with things. You know, once you've implemented something, you have to make sure that it's actually doing what you need it to do and that it consistently does what you need to do because things change. I once did a consultancy assignment many years ago when I was working as a management consultant, and I was asked to come and investigate a company's use of their IVR boxes, interactive voice response boxes. The issue was, though, that the company that asked me to do it was the leading manufacturer of IVR boxes. And my recommendation at the end of a very expensive consultant's assignment was not to use their own boxes.
How did that land?
yeah, they were really pleased. what I said to them was, you have done what you teach your customers to do, which is to put your box in between you and the customer. What you should be doing is talking to the customer and using the box to direct people to the right place. But you're not. You're using it as a barrier rather than a tool. And that's the mistake that so many people make with these interactive computer systems for customers, is they use it as a barrier, not as an aid to their customers.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing as well, you hit on a really interesting point about management consultants were given a really bad rep in the sort of 90s and 2000s. You know, the guys who come in asked to borrow your watch.
Corporate seagulls, they call us. Corporate seagulls. Come in, screech, make a lot of noise, crap on everybody and leave, yeah.
Well, the world has revolved. And if you still have that mentality, especially as a small outfit like myself, you ain't going to get very far in life. And I'll be honest with you, I've walked away from several projects simply because having gone there and, as a small business, it's hard because it costs you money to actually go and scope it out and do all of these things.
Yeah.
But I've walked away and said, I'm sorry, I'm not the right person for the job here. You really need A, B, and C. But it means that my integrity remains intact, if that makes sense. And at the end of the day, 3 months down the line, I don't turn around to the client and say, oh, I'm sorry, buddy, I can't actually do this for you. it's tough, though, to do stuff like that and walk away.
Absolutely. I'll be interested to see what you and Ollie, our other guests, think about this. One of the things that I see as a strategic development is, as we produce more and more artificial intelligence and more virtual reality and digital technology, I see there's going to be a greater need for more human customer interfaces. So what I mean by that is that I expect that a lot of mundane processes will go over to automation, but you'll end up building systems that have more humans in them to handle, you know, the more human side of things. And what are your feelings and thoughts about that, Ollie?
Yeah, that's interesting. We run an e-commerce type business, and relatively recently we put out a live chat facility on the site. And there are tools to use AI to respond to a lot of the queries. But what we found was actually just talking to a human at the other end of the live chat was really good, really good. And it's been really helpful to our customers. And we've seen an uptake in sales because people wouldn't have made that purchase unless there was someone there to talk to straight away.
Absolutely, yeah.
And it's only a really small thing, and you see it in loads of sites now.
Yeah.
But it's been really, really useful.
Yeah.
And there's the option to put the AI in there, but actually, for our particular business, it doesn't work.
Mm.
And you can kind of tell when AI is on those live chats because it's a kind of standard response, and it's a good way to interact.
People can ask you a question. If they can't ask a question, it doesn't matter how dumb I am as a customer. If I can't work out what it is I'm trying to do, then I'll just walk away from it, won't I? If I can say, yeah, but when does it start? And you go, Tuesday. I go, oh, yeah, fine, that's good. So that just simple customer interaction can make the difference between a sale and a walk away.
I agree completely with that. And I've pondered. I had a brief chat with Paul over the weekend, and I was saying, you know, the trick about being a small business, as lots of people know, is you get to that tipping point, is to grow or not to grow, sort of thing. And last year, it was based on this sort of thing. It was like, well, look, I need to probably step up a level now, because effectively people are buying Chris rather than buying Chameleogenics. So how do you go to the next level? And a lot of it was about, okay, how can I employ technology to make myself look bigger, and will that give me the bandwidth so that I can have call answering and bits and pieces like that?
Mm.
And I toyed with the ideas of things like having virtual assistants, and there's some very good virtual assistants out there, don't get me wrong. It also gets to the point as well that when people are my dog's decided to have a bark at the postman. Sorry,
yeah. dog's having a rant as well. Yeah,
yeah. It gets to the point that I had to make a decision. Actually, are people buying you and what you offer, and are you happy where you are in the world, or do you want to become a 7 or 8 figure turnover and lose that personal service? And do you know, I'll be honest, I spent a bit of money last year investing in a couple of things, and I kick myself, but for the small business owner, I think I basically threw away a load of money.
I was going to say, are you saying that you feel that you wasted that money?
No, well, wasted money, maybe, but the learning that came from it has been invaluable, if that makes sense. And I think that's the trick with small business. So, as you say, AI and things like that, it's all out there, it's available, but you've got to know where you are in the marketplace and who you want to be. Do I want to be an IBM? Do I want to be a PwC?
Mm.
Or do I want to be Chameleogenics with my reputation and everything intact? It was a bit of looking in the mirror and staring at yourself and going, yeah, you made a bit of a dull decision there, but the learning that came from it was invaluable. And that's a message I'd give to all small business owners, really.
Fantastic. Chris, if people want to find out more about Chameleogenics, how can they do that?
They can follow me on Twitter, and it's at Chameleogenics. That's Chameleogenics, and I'll always respond to any tweets that I get. And the website address, because I changed it from Chameleogenics because nobody can ever spell it, is all the W's, which is bird
World Wide Web
That's it. Thank you. Art and Science of Change.co.uk or Art and Science of Change.com.
Fantastic. Now, and just before you go, Chris, I want you to do a little plug for something completely unrelated to that. Because
thank you. You're very kind.
You do a bit of a music podcast, don't you, my friend?
I certainly do. One of my big passions is supporting independent artists, independent and unsigned artists. And so I came up with an idea of doing a podcast supporting independent artists. It's called The Taking Off Podcast, and you can find it on all the W's, which is
World Wide Web.
Thank you. takingoff.co.uk, and we're available on iTunes, on Spotify, and via the TuneIn app as well. Our podcasts go out, we do it weekly to fortnightly, we don't go on a set date at the moment, basically because it fits in with my day job, and I'm not letting it take over my life. But at the moment, we've got, 10, 11 episodes, because we only started in end of February, and so far, we've got about 3,500 listeners or something like that. It's gone absolutely massive. But all diverse ranges of music. We go from everything from a lovely lady called Evelyn Laurie, who's a jazz singer, all the way up to the latest sort of Indian punk. So, yeah, takingoff.co.uk or Taking Off Podcast on iTunes, Spotify, and the TuneIn app. And you can follow us on Twitter, which is at TowsIndy, which is TowsIndie.
Fantastic. Chris, I've listened to the podcast. I love it, mate. It's really great. Keep on keeping on.
Thank you. I certainly will. Guys, have a most fabulous Tuesday. Keep on keeping on yourselves. A great show. Thank you very much.
All right, Chris. Enjoy the rest of your day, and thank you so much for joining us. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Yes, absolutely. Bye, Bird. Bye,
much
Ollie.
Love.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Cheers. Bye.
Chris Hyde there of Camellia Genics. Fantastic stuff. We've got loads of tweets and emails coming in, so we need to address some of those. I had a tweet from the lovely Kim Stevens of Care in Kent, and she said, I would love a Business Bunker shout-out, please, to share the love to all the Care in Kent team and say thank you to all my carers and team who worked over the sunny week, Easter weekend to keep our clients feeling safe and happy in their own home. So fantastic. Well done to all of you. If you want to find out about Kim and her team, their website is careinkent.co.uk.
So join at Jade Pluck for a business event, and that's LinkedIn for Business Masterclass on the 30th of April at Village Hotel Maidstone. I can't believe how quick that's coming up.
Yeah, sure.
I know, it's scary, right?
Well, no.
Digital Marketing Strategy Masterclass with David Shaw on the 14th of May, and that's at the Village Hotel Maidstone. Advanced Social Media Masterclass. I want to know what advanced. And do you get judged before you can go in and out?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you know what I mean? I do an advanced class.
Yeah.
Makes my ego feel a lot better. Mm-hmm. Advanced Social Media Masterclass with Alistair Frost. And that's on the 25th of April at the Village Hotel Maidstone. And you can go and book all this on www.worldwideweb. Where's Chris when we need him, eh? Where is he?
I know.
kentbusinessradio.co.uk/category/business events.
We had a tweet from Justin Dean of Creative Motion. A Creative Motion brings brands and businesses to life. We're happy to sponsor the Business Bunker Show. So thank you, Justin, and the Creative Motion team. Have a look at the video on Twitter. It's Creative Motion is the Twitter handle.
We're on it as well, aren't we?
We are. We're in it.
I always shocks myself when we see us. I go, oh, that's us.
That's me.
Iran.
It's you.
Years ago that was on.
I know, yeah. He put it together out of a load of stuff we'd done.
Yeah.
Because we used to do Facebook Live, didn't we, at a show?
We did.
And we stopped doing it. Yeah, because it didn't work.
Well, it wasn't working for you and doing weird things. It works for me.
No, but it's something went wrong with iPhone and Facebook, so that when you uploaded it, if you filmed it on your phone and uploaded it to a desktop, the audio was out of sync.
Whereas mine's different. Mine's fine. Yeah. So I always do my pre-show show, and it always gets people to come on. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Maybe we should try it again.
Could do, but it never works. It never works. And I could never fix it.
Well, anyway, Supply My Business, I've done a weird GIF, and I don't know what it is. Is it a sloth? Have you seen it?
Who is it from?
Supply My Business in Kent. Enjoy the Business Bunker Show, Vanilla Web, Bird and a Bike, Easter, easing into this week ahead after a hectic weekend of travel, barbecues and golf.
Yeah, well...
Is that a sloth?
Well, it could be.
What do you think, Ollie?
Well...
I have no idea. It's pretty cute, though.
It's a sloth. Yeah, it's a sloth. it looks like Martin quite a lot, doesn't it, really?
Do you think he's a sloth?
Yeah, it's a sloth.
Do you think calling somebody a sloth,
is a
nice thing?
It is for him. Yeah, it's dynamic for him.
A dynamic sloth.
Yeah.
There's two words.
Exactly.
It's like, that's an oxymoron.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've said it. It's so funny. That's really fun. And then we've had an amazing gift as our weekly gift from the wonderful Butterflies Events. She's put Higher Bird on a Bike and Vanilla Web at B Bunker. Have a great show. And I don't know where she finds them from.
They're good, aren't they?
Yeah. I don't know how people find these gifts. Do you? Do you gift?
Well, I do occasionally, but I just use the Twitter gifts and they're all, you know, they're the same as everyone else uses.
I feel like I'm in resistance. I'm like in resistance of emojis. I've never used an emoji in my life.
Oh, do you not?
Stephen emojis me all the time. I'm like, grow up, right? And then we've got a gift. I just can't be doing with it. I'd rather tell you.
I like to make up my own messages of emojis. But they can take some working out sometimes.
Exactly, right? How long do you spend on working them out?
Yeah.
What's the point? How much time do you spend on making them up?
Yeah, that's the thing, is finding the right one. You go through your phone looking for an emoji that looks like something.
Oh, my God.
I sent a load of those to my wife, and she goes, what is this? What does it mean? Now, you know what it means.
Yeah, yeah. No one really knows. Don't you? Yeah, don't come that, you know.
That's so funny.
I had a tweet from the lovely folks at Telcare. And they say, hello, Vanilla Web. I hope you had a fabulous Easter. Can we have a little shout-out, please, for the Telcare team? They work so hard and they're so appreciated. Of course you can. That's the lovely folks at Telcare. They're a telecommunications company based over there on the Medway City Estate in Rochester. So do check them out, please. Telcare Limited. Give them a follow on the Twitter as well. Telcare LTD. And great stuff. Well done, the whole team.
Now, you've given me the longest emails you've ever given
me. Deliberately.
In a big pack. So... here we go. Are you ready?
Yeah.
So we've got Venues and Events Expo Southeast, and this is at Kent Event Centre. And this is on Thursday the 9th of March from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. Are you looking for a great venue for your next meeting, event, away day, summer party, or team building event? Then you need to join us at the Venues and Events Expo Southeast. This is a one-day exhibition with about 80 fabulous venues and event suppliers from throughout the southeast of England, London and beyond. Now, last year, we were there. We were there, and this is the second year. So we all know this is going to get bigger and bigger, isn't it?
It's just, absolutely.
The energy is immense. And there are seminars. CEO Mike Piddock from Glissa will be sharing event tech and how to get the best audience engagement at your events with and without tech. And there's also the founder of the Great British Speakers, Jane Farnham, will be sharing choosing the best speakers for your events. Vital, can I just say.
Mm-hmm.
And we all want to see different speakers as well. I think that's the different thing. They call it a speakers platform, or you're on the platform. But we want different people, don't we? We want doing different things. Then we've got Google partner and founder of AM Marketing, Amy McManus, will be sharing insider information on how to promote your events and venue online with our talk, Hey Google, How Do I Get People to My Event? And then you've got CEO Maxim Media, which is Ben Abbott, will be sharing the importance of good social media coverage before, during and after your events. Also, there are workshops by co-founder Mark Kingston-Jones and his team, the team building with Bite. There's also owners Deborah and Graham Green of Chivers Caterers doing canapes and bubbles workshop. There's MD Paul Bishop of UK Mobile Bars. Everybody loves. Did we not have Paul Bishop in here? Did we not have him in here that time? Who was that? Who was that chap we had in who did mobile bars? Was that not him? Is that a different chap?
No, that was him. That was him.
Cocktail masterclasses. And then we've got the co-founder Helen Moon of Event Well and her team, who will be hosting a health and wellbeing workshop. So to find out more and to book your free place to visit the exhibition, visit www.venuesevents-expo.co.uk.
Fantastic. They've all woken up now. We're getting inundated with tweets now.
Why? What have we said?
Well, we've got...
Have we shocked and awed people?
No. We've got the gift gang.
Here
on.
Here we go.
Yeah, so Oregon Training, Hi Business Bunker team, excellent show today, they've said. You get it? Excellent show. Listening, great to listen in after the Easter break. And they've sent that to me, you, and the Business Bunker. And they have a little gif of a bopping Easter egg.
How do they find it?
I don't know how they find it. And then I've had a tweet from me now. Hi, Paul and Bird. Can we have a shout-out on the Business Bunker for our CEO, Curious George, who's running this weekend's London Marathon for Sarcoma UK? If you could also promote his donation page, as he said he'll run in a pink wig and a tutu if he hits his target. It's been done.
That's amazing.
Yep, let me give you his page. It's virginmoneygiving.com, and it's helped Barry change the world. Hold on a second, let's find a proper address here. It's virginmoneygiving.com, Barry Thompson, 2019 London Marathon. Do check out his page and put some money in, because we all want to see him run in a pink wig.
I'll tell you. Yeah, for sure. And you'll have an amazing race. It's the greatest race on the planet. It's one of the greatest marathons. And just enjoy every moment. It's not when will it get painful. It's just, it's not actually will it, it's when. Mm-hmm. So just run through it. And it always comes up. And when you run by Big Ben, it's just amazing. So enjoy.
Yeah. Doesn't he trip you over?
Oh.
Big Ben.
I tell you what, if you even feel you've got legs by that point, you feel like you're on your hips, like, oh my God, it's just horrific.
Right. Well, we've got a follow-up here from Supply My Business. He says, you just got to love a sloth, although it's lost on you, obviously, Vanilla Web.
Oh, really?
So I don't know what he's saying. So he's now given me, I hope this is more your vintage, and he's now given me something from the 1920s.
Is that supposed to be him or you?
It's probably supposed to be me.
Oh, really?
I'd imagine so, yeah, as I'm older than him.
Are you?
Although he will be 50 shortly.
Are you?
Yeah, yeah. You can't tell.
He ain't that now. I do like to poke the bear a little bit, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, blimey. Gifts,
no, we've got them coming
gifts
galore.
From everywhere
gifts
now.
Gifts galore. Yeah. Come on, send them in. We've got Chris Hyde as well saying party on.
Yeah.
And he's put, thanks, guys, enjoyed that. And do you know what? I love the fact that people like our madness with our World Wide Web.
Yeah, yeah.
Who knew?
Wibbly wobbly way.
Who knew that we'd go viral
mm-hmm.
on something so stupid?
Stupid, exactly. Yeah, that's
not
the point,
our wisdom,
isn't it?
The stupidity of ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. I need to tell you about loads of dates that are coming up. You don't have to remember them all; just the next one, really. But just to prove that there's more, it's the Marsh Breakfast Networking. Terry Botfield launched this about 18 months ago, and it's been really successful. And now it's growing and growing and growing. So do get along to one of the events because they're brilliant. So the Marsh Breakfast Networking takes place at the Ship Inn, which is in High Street, Dymchurch, and it's from 7:45 until 9:15. And the next one is on the 25th of April. If you can't make that, the 23rd of May, and if you can't make that, the 20th of June. So next one, Marsh Breakfast Networking, 25th of April at the Ship, 118 High Street, Dymchurch. Or if you don't want to get up early, you could do Marsh Networking over coffee. And the next one of those is on Wednesday the 8th of May, and this one's from 10 till 12, so it's a bit later in the morning, and it takes place at the Cinqport Arms in the High Street in New Romney. And there's Wednesday the 8th of May or Wednesday the 5th of June for that. If you want to book any of those, if you go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/marsh-network, you can find all of them and more there, and you can book your place at any of those networking events.
Awesome. Chris Hyde just put on his Twitter, he's just given us the links to Chameleonogenics and Taking Off podcast, which is brilliant. Do you know what? I get this so much. People just say to me, oh, could you just send the link to me? It's just as easy just to go and find it, but they do like a link.
Mm.
So always send a link. I know, it's silly, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, Maidstone Business. What?
But you see,
are you poking at?
I had one the other day. Somebody tweeted me over the weekend and they went, I can't even remember what it was about now. And they said, oh, we're doing this and we're doing that and we're doing this. And could you mention it? And I went, yeah, but you haven't given me anything that they can go to find out, to book it, to know what it is. You haven't actually told me anything, and you haven't put any form of link in there.
So you a linker? You want a link?
Yeah, I want a link. If you're going to say, can you come to my event, I need to know where it is, what time it is, how much it costs,
for
and
sure.
Who's going to be there.
But that's and different,
I can't,
isn't it?
Yeah, but I can't do that if you haven't given me a link.
So just send a link?
Yeah. If you just put all the details are here, I'll go click. Oh, yeah, look, they're all there.
Exactly. Effort.
Go on. What are you doing?
Maidstone Business Awards, Thursday the 27th of June. I can't go. Mercure Great Danes. Are you thinging it? Are you emceeing it?
I'm emceeing it, yeah.
Ashford Business Awards, and this always shocks me every time I'm saying it, is Wednesday the 28th of November. That's getting me into elf time.
Yeah.
Can't even think about it. Ashford International.
Sorry, I was just...
What are you doing?
It's people sending more gifts. I've got a gift of a sea otter now.
How do you know it's a sea otter? Only you would label it as a sea otter.
Because it's floating.
I would say an otter, Ollie, wouldn't you? Would you say it's a sea otter? How do you know so much?
Because it's floating on its back, and sea otters float on their back.
Is he giving a high five? Is that what he's
saying? Yeah.
Butterfly events.
Have you not seen sea? I came across sea otters at Barcelona Sea World.
How can you say Barcelona without saying it properly?
Barcelona. Yeah. There are a family of them, and sea otters go to sleep in the sea by laying on their back and holding hands. You got to see it to believe it.
That's love, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not schmoozing you. It's true. That's they like form a cluster so that they don't drown. That's how I knew it was a sea otter, because it's laying on its back.
I do that.
Paws in the air. What, you lay on your back with your paws in the air?
Yeah.
Do you? While you're in the bath, presumably.
No, do you know what? We were only talking about this the other day. I'm not a bath person. Can't even tell you the last time I had a bath was an ice bath.
Ooh, how lovely.
I spoke about that this morning.
Did you?
Know?
I'm going to do it again.
I love that name. I'm going to do it now.
Nicely segued in.
Yeah.
Kent resident Wendy Jennings' first book has been published, and she has a book signing in Hawkhurst. The book is From Cancer to Coddywomple, a story of love, loss, and daring to dream. We've covered this quite a lot, so I'm not going to go into the details of the book again. It's the coddywomplelady.com if you want the link to find out about it. But Wendy's going to do a book signing. And the book signing is on the 29th of April between 6 and 9 p.m. And it's at the corner shop Highgate in Hawkhurst, which is called Bird.
Ooh, how lovely.
Ooh, how lovely is what it's called.
So we did there now.
Yeah.
What a great name, isn't it? Ooh, how lovely. I actually could do that. I could play with this for hours.
Yeah.
You know, just like thinking about how to intonate it.
They've actually got a website called Oh, how lovely.
See what I mean? .co.uk. You can't say it at the same time, same thing twice, can you? Yeah. Ooh, how lovely.
I always have to do it in a Welsh accent. Ooh, there's lovely for you. Yeah. Ooh, how lovely. So anyway, Wendy Jennings, book signing. Ooh, how lovely, in Hawkhurst on the 29th of April, 6 to 9 p.m. Do get along. Do support her. Fantastic.
I'm not saying it anymore.
No.
I just say, I do think it's the greatest branding I've nearly ever heard.
Uh-huh.
Because it just makes you say it so much, doesn't it?
It does. It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's clever.
It's like when I say bird and a bike, people always laugh at me. I go, why do you laugh?
Yeah, but it's funny. It's a talking point. That's the whole point, isn't it, of brands?
And then you get people go, oh, well, that's not what the business does. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. Anyway. You were invited to attend MBA lecture on strategic leadership in the era of digital transformation on the 8th of May in Kent Business School, University Kent, Canterbury. The details are on I always want to catch you out because I didn't think you'd get time in, but I thought, is Ollie going to step in and do it? Nice. KentBusinessRadio.co.uk. Can I just say, go to them. They are so informative.
Yep.
They make you question. Yep. I quite like it when we do academia because you don't have to agree with a conversation and yet there's a lot of respect in the room.
Yeah.
And I also like who's in the room. So you get to meet different people, not just people in business, but people who you can chat to and go, thank you, because I've just learned something by being challenged in my belief.
Yeah, absolutely. No, you're absolutely right. The University of Kent Business School especially are very open to hearing alternative views. They don't just try and, you know, foist their views on you based on their research. They're very open to listening to your feedback.
Exactly, but they all do it in the same arena. I can remember going there to talk about, is feminine leadership only for women was the title. And there was one of the ladies we know, I can't remember
her name. Black?
No, another one. Anyway, there were three different styles of academia, all disagreeing with each other, all talking about the same topic. That's what I love.
Yeah, absolutely. No, you're absolutely right. Do get along. There's loads of them. If you go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/KBS, you can find all the upcoming. They're all free. They're all free events that the university stage, so do check them out. And they normally take place either on the university campus at Canterbury, Medway, or at the Turner Contemporary in Margate. Do you know what? We're going to join the newsroom now.
Let's do it.
And when we're going to come back, we're going to talk to our guest, Ollie.
On the hour,
Channel Radio News Update.